6:53, Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza in Kenosha. Helping people every day, and the person who does that, Sherry Stoka, is here. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. I got to say the rain barrel is busting. Mr. Question Man, are you here this morning?
I am here this morning and seemingly every morning.
Pretty much every morning. So let's dive right in. And if you have a question, 262-694-1050. Mr. Question Man, fire away. Wow, number one.
The first question is just a loaded one. We could probably do the whole segment on it. But what, Sherry Stoka, is the secret? And the secret, the word secret in quotations here. What is the secret to weight loss?
Oh, boy, wow.
Yeah.
What an awesome question. It's actually not as complicated as you would think. So the secret definitely is eating real food. We have got to get off the processed food. The processed food is literally killing us. We will never get to a healthy state if we continue to poison our body. And that's ultimately it. I mean, study after study shows that it doesn't matter, you know, your macronutrients, low carb, high protein, low protein, high fat. It, like, none of that matters when you eat real food. So if you literally stick to that, majority of the time, that's the secret.
So stay away, eat as much real food as you can. And boy, I'll tell you what, you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do because marketing and media and all these other entities are shoving it down your throat.
Well, they put addictive things into the processed food to keep you hooked on it.
It is exactly it. There are so many books written about this. Things are going to come out, you know, in the next 5 years or so. Literally, our society, the industry is literally trying to make us sick because of, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that, but, you know, the pharmaceutical industry and really trying to push people on more medications. We literally are faced with these decisions because of what is put in front of us. And we start to believe that it's got to be healthy because, you know, our government wouldn't allow us to eat it, right?
Yeah.
So we literally have to just, you know, get back to the basics.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that question could go on the entire segment, but let's move on to number two, Mr. Question Man.
Yeah, government allows us to do a lot of things. Do you, Sherry Stoka, have any grocery shopping tips?
Yeah, you know, I think some of the more common sense things, you know, for most people, like when I go in the grocery store, I'm always looking at people's carts. I mean, that's just,
you're a big snoop, and that's it, huh?
I am. I cringe most of the time. So, like, you know, at the end of the trip, you know, look at your cart, and most people know if it's a healthy cart or not. But again, it kind of goes back to, you know, the common sense. Stay away from the junk food aisles. Stay away from the processed foods. Really choose the outside of the store where there's fresh fruit and vegetables, you know, meats, eggs, things like that. You know, we do have really great resources. I encourage everyone, if they're interested in getting more information on this, if they go to our website and go to contact us, we will send you that information, and it's really helpful. We spent some time putting a grocery store resource together.
And, you know, in addition, shopping the perimeter is always a good idea. And don't go when you're hungry. That's the worst thing you can do, Sherry.
Unless it's free sample day.
Oh, then, gosh, don't say that, Pete.
Yeah, that free sample day is another, oh, my gosh, that's another thing. We're always worried about, you know, COVID and things like that. And they're just passing and people are all putting their hands in the same bowl. It's, you know, some of the things that we do just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Don't get her started, Pete. What are you doing?
Don't get started.
All right. Question number three, Mr. Q Man.
Well, I think we can get you started on this one. How does food affect how we feel?
Well, this is a huge part of this, Sherry, because the connect between the brain and the way you feel about what you eat and all this is multi-layered.
It is multi-layered, but you absolutely nailed it because that's what I would have said. You know, when you eat real food, when you eat fiber is the most important nutrient for our healthy bacteria in our gut. We know there's a gut-brain axis. We know that our gut health directly affects our brain and vice versa. So we also know that processed food kills the healthy bacteria. So eating food absolutely 100% hands down affects how we feel, our mood. I mean, it's correlated to depression, everything. So yeah, and the really cool thing is you clean up your diet and it almost immediately you notice a difference.
I wanted to ask this too. You know, we've got summertime events going on, and how do you get past, if you're on a program, there's all these very tantalizing options out there for you. How do you get through that sense of deprivement, you know, that mental thought that, well, I can't have that because I can't have that. You know what I'm saying, Sherry? I'm kind of dancing around it, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, I think it really depends on, you know, if you're just really on, if you're just trying to eat healthier versus you're on a really structured program. If you're just, you know, really trying to clean up your diet, it's all about really planning ahead, because again, this is not about, it's not about deprivation. And, you know, if you get so excited about, you know, a certain dessert or, you know, brats or whatever, those are things that you can incorporate. It just has to be in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what it comes down to.
It's a process. Now, Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. The first visit's absolutely free. How do we get that arranged?
Yes. You can call us at 262-226-2046.
It's simple. Go to waylessmd.com. Keep those questions coming, Peter, at WLIP.com. Sherry Stoka, thank you as always. Have a great week.
You as well. Thanks so much.
Sherry Stoka.